we present the latest in our occasional series, Cult World Heroes, during which we look at artists and bands whose influence far outweighs their commercial success. This time, Justin Broderick, who made a huge impact with first Napalm Death, and more latterly, Godflesh.
I mean, through, obviously, your connections with Napalm Death and then subsequently Godflesh, you become an icon in your own right.
Yeah, somehow, yeah.
Somehow, yeah. But what are you going to do now?
All my energies are going into my new project, which, for want of a much better expression, is the sort of Godflesh replacement. I mean, I keep saying to people it's my new rock-oriented guitar project, right. But that sounds just as banal as a replacement for Godflesh, so I'm a bit stuck for words with that. Yeah, it's called Jesu, or Jesu. It can be pronounced either way, but it's J-E-S-U.
Right.
The whole premise of it really is it's much, much more open-ended than Godflesh. There's less limitations.
Mm.
Because I think Godflesh, for me, it sort of put itself into a rut. It was trapped by its own limitations, and also it was destined to sort of repeat itself, and that's pretty much why I finished it, you know. It was like, I think it had gone on maybe 2 or 3 years too long anyway. It didn't end very naturally, it ended really badly, but, you know, in retrospect, I'm really happy that I finished it. And Jesu gives me the... there's less limitations now. I can do a lot more what I've wanted to be doing for a number of years. Even the last year of Godflesh, I'd had secret little demos I'd done on my own for Jesu, basically, which I thought, this will replace Godflesh. This is going to be my new thing. I don't have to toe the line whatsoever, and I'm not even going to, you know, work with labels where I have that sort of pressure either. You know, I'll most likely be working with Relapse, who have had respect for what I've done since day one, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not some sort of limiting, corporately tied up sort of label who are going to impose bullshit marketing plans, or you've got to do this or you've got to do that. This is going to be a truly free project. I think freer than most things you even hear today, because it's going to be really, really pure. Like, I just do not care. I'm doing music that is just straight from my heart without any adherence to what's happening now, or I don't know what's happening now and I don't care. It's like it's just completely personal in its own world. It's the sound, most of the songs are average length is 10 minutes.
Good. Excellent.
It's really, really indulgent. It couldn't be any more self-indulgent if you tried. It's really miserable. Nearly all of it is painfully slow, and it's really, really heartfelt. It's really, I mean, ultimately it's sad, emotional, brutal, heavy music, and it's completely in its own world.
Mm.
And it's not, like, I'm glad to say this now, but it's not industrial music.
Right.
It has very, very little to do, which I always thought was a mistake. I always saw Godflesh as a rock band, you know, just pushing the parameters.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I never thought it was like, oh, this is some industrial thing or anything. It just happens to use noise and qualities of abstraction, but this is really the real deal, I think, really. It's heavy going. I mean, Jesu is really heavy going. I think we'll lose some of the people who are into Godflesh, but I think we'll also gain another sort of audience to some extent as well.
Who's in the band apart from you?
Basically, I mean, the core selfishly is me,
right.
The usual control freak aspect, but on drums is Ted Parsons,
right?
You know, from Swan
Prong.
And Prong,
yep.
And everything else. And the bass, obviously, GC Green left Godflesh, you know, before we actually split up,
yeah.
The original Godflesh bass player. So the bass player is a guy called D. Dalton.
Right.
Or Diarmuid Dalton, it's an Irish name, actually, Dermot Dalton.
Right.
And he was in a band with a guy who was in Godflesh called Paul Neville, who was on, like, yep. Slave State, Street Cleaner,
yep.
And stuff. They had their own band called Cab Regime, which was really an unsung band. They were really great, but they were just on small labels and never got any props. But he's been a best friend of mine, like GC Green, for exactly the same amount of time. He comes from the same part of Birmingham as me. And he's been like a brother, you know. And he's also an excellent bass player, so that's the core lineup of the band. But it will float, and that's the whole idea. Again, I'm not being tied to, like, this is the band, this is exactly how it is, this is how it is on the recording, this is how it is live. Because some of the songs, I'm using 10 layers of guitar, you know, and there's no way that could be replicated live, but it's of no consequence to me. I'll do it live however we can. It's not like we're going to be tied down and you have to do it like this. It's going to be open-ended. Like, live, the shows will be really special, we use films.
Mm.
And there'll be an event as opposed to just here's another rock band, you know. I'm really tired of all that now, you know, everything's just like commercial, you know. It's like, no, it's time for some real music and real art again, basically, without wanting to sound too pretentious. Do you know what I mean?
When are you likely to start playing live?
I mean, we're in the process of doing the first album at the moment.
Right.
And I think the album, we should be finished within about another 1 or 2 months.
Right.
And I'm hoping we can get the first album out this year. So if everything goes to plan, And I've got about two EPs on the go as well. I've actually got loads of material. This is the ridiculous thing with Yaesu, because it is so open-ended, I can be prolific.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to always be prolific with Godflesh, but we had 2 years in between every album just due to, like, label pressure and bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the stuff you have to toe the line with. I just want to make music, and that's it, really. So I'd imagine, hopefully, we're playing live by, like, October this year or something.
I think it's a project a lot of people will look forward to seeing.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone I speak to at the moment seems really intrigued, because particularly people who like Godflesh, so I think, you know, they know that Godflesh did its business. They know a lot of people have emulated the sound and took it and have done different things with it and stuff, and it's obviously been a highly influential thing, but it's really time to move on. I mean, and this is a much more mature thing, you know, but I still, on the same token, it's not like, oh, it's just going to appear to an old crowd or anything. It's far from it. I think music has changed, and we've helped change it, but this is a completely new chapter, you know. But, like, of course, now, you know, Godflesh has finished. Towards the end, it felt like no one really cared about Godflesh anyway, but now it's like I'm some sort of living legend, you know.
I know. Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, definitely.
At least you're alive to enjoy it, anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Well, Justin, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
And good luck with Yaesu.
Yeah, no, thanks for all the interest as well, and everything, guys.